Welcome to the Nikki T Show. I am so excited that you are here today. My name is Nikki T. Today we're going to talk about our minds and our body and how transforming the two work interchangeably. When you're transforming your body, keep in mind that you and only you are in control, and every change you make starts with you. Changing how you think is tough, but changing your environment is not as hard. So when you change your environment, you start to retrain your mind and turn your habits into something that you can follow. So why is our environment so important? We would like to think that we actually think. We assume that we make rational, conscious, informed choices based on logically weighing all the available options. We assume that we make our decisions by thinking reasonably about things. The thing is that most of our decisions, they're automatic, based on patterns and brain shortcuts. Instead of slowly deciding step by step, our brains quickly process a handful of grab-and-go inputs and pick from a recognizable menu of options. We ignore stuff we don't like or we want to see, and we're easily compelled by shiny distractions. We follow patterns, physical cues that are deep beneath our awarenesses and what's around us. That means our environment powerfully shapes our decisions way more than we realize. Let's take serving sizes, for example. No matter how big the portion size is, we will eat it. If we're served a small bowl of ice cream, we'll eat that. If we're served a large bowl of ice cream, we'll eat that. If we're served a huge bucket of ice cream, you know what? We sure will do our best to finish that off too. I think that's kind of funny because we all know it's true. If we consistently eat bigger portions will seem our normal. And we'll regularly overeat because we've forgotten that our portion size are actually small. Because we're all supersized now. Everything is supersized. Think back to our great grandparents. They drank 7 ounces of soft drinks and ate maybe a 4-ounce burger. Look at us today. We do 50-ounce double gulps and 12-ounce monster burgers, which are becoming a commonplace in the U.S. We've lost our perspective on how much we should really be eating. One last example. While multitasking, have you ever started snacking while watching TV and then found yourself staring at an empty bag or a bowl, wondering where the heck did that go? Your attention was elsewhere, so your eating machine, your mouth, just went on autopilot. These are all things I bet you didn't even think about. Today, we went over why our environment is so important. I hope that you were able to see how little things that we automatically do without thinking can shape how we look and feel. Stay tuned for our next episodes so we can continue to find out how we can change little things and create new habits to form our bodies and our minds into what we want. The health benefits, the loss of weight, just feeling good in your body. Take care for today, and I'll talk to you next time.